This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson, sheltering in place inside the Social Geek Radio studios in Chicago. Let's start today with some interesting developments, pivots, and new services from some franchise brands. School of Rock has launched its remote program with exclusive access to some famous rock musicians. These School of Rock artist sessions are giving students live daily online tutorials and Q&As with members of Slipknot, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Beyoncé's band, Pink's band, and more. Rob Price, CEO of School of Rock, said, "I'm proud that our team is using this opportunity to advance the cause of suicide prevention. The professional musicians participating in the artist sessions are also donating their time and helping to raise awareness for School of Rock's philanthropic partner, the Society of Prevention of Teen Suicide." Following a surge in orders for Edible's fresh fruit delivery, which was introduced to ensure fresh produce could reach customers safely in their homes, Edible has expanded the offering to now include fresh vegetables. Terminix Commercial, a leading provider of commercial pest management, is launching a new disinfecting service, Disinfectix. Greg Rutherford, Terminix Commercial President, said, "With the impact of the coronavirus on our customers and businesses around the world, it's clear that this is a critical need we can help fill immediately." Potbelly Sandwich Shop is launching Potbelly Pantry, allowing fans to stock up on their favorite Potbelly staples. Orders can be made for curbside pickup or delivery. Brandon Roten, CMO of Potbelly, said, "Everyone needs to log off every now and then and take a break, even while working from home. Potbelly Pantry is an easy way to bring a touch of our relaxing shops and delicious sandwiches to your day." More than 100 Subway restaurants in Southern California are turning into makeshift grocery stores, selling restaurant ingredients such as bagged lettuce and frozen soups to consumers looking for a safe and fast way to obtain groceries without entering a supermarket. Dubbed Subway Grocery, the beta program allows customers to buy online items, and curbside pickup can be ready in about an hour. And now some great ways franchise brands are giving back. There are so many examples of franchise brands helping. Here are just a few. The pizza wars are still going in a good way. Little Caesars is donating and delivering 1 million pizzas to hospital workers and first responders across the country in the coming weeks. And Domino's, company-owned and franchise stores, will donate roughly 10 million slices of pizza within their local communities to frontline workers starting this week. Hilton is partnering with American Express to donate 1 million hotel rooms to medical professionals, doctors, nurses, EMTs, and paramedics who need a place to stay, get rejuvenated, or isolate from their families can stay free. Walk-On Sports Bistro opened its Furlough Kitchen by Walk-Ons, a nonprofit operation in Baton Rouge that will provide furloughed hospitality workers a free meal. Furlough Kitchen by Walk-Ons is planning to expand its days and hours of operations. Stay up to date at furloughkitchen.org. Just a couple of pieces of people news this week. Best Life Brands, parent company of Comfort Care and other brands, has named J.J. Sorrenti as its new CEO. And Dennis Maple, chief executive officer at the Goddard School, has been named to Savoy Magazine's 2020 Most Influential Black Executives in America list. Maple took over as CEO in 2019. Congratulations. I'll be back with a final note for some of our friends struggling right now in the franchise industry. After a look at the ever-changing franchise calendar sponsored by Intrepid Direct Insurance. Intrepid Direct knows these are challenging times for everyone. They will always be here to support the franchise industry now and as we adapt to the new future. Save money on your business insurance by going to intrepiddirect.com, where you can get 12 equal payments and use a credit card to pay premiums. Intrepid Direct. Expect better. That's our policy. Okay, currently on the calendar as of this morning's recording. Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference in Atlanta, June 16th through the 18th. Franchise Updates Multi-Unit Franchising Conference, still in Vegas at the Caesars Forum, now August 31st through September 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West is in Phoenix this year, September 10th through the 12th. IFA's Franchise Action Network in D.C., September 13th through the 16th. IFA's Franchise Operations Conference is in Chicago, September 30th through October 1st. The International Franchise Expo at the Javits Center in New York is now October 1st through the 3rd. Franchise Expo Nashville is rescheduled for October 17th and 18th at Music City Center. IFA's MITCON, the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, in Phoenix, October 28th through the 30th. And Franchise Expo Houston is November 13th and 14th. One final thought to all of our franchise friends whose businesses are currently closed, or perhaps you've been laid off or furloughed this month from your franchise brand or supplier company. The fact that you're listening to a podcast right now and staying on top of news and trends means you're first in line to win when this thing is over. Keep it up and keep going. Get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. I hope we can help get you ready for that comeback. Friday on Social Geek Radio, the franchise spotlight is on the co-founders of Songs for Seeds, a New York-based music and education franchise making a fascinating pivot to a new business model. Talk to you then.